Be advised, graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Gang bang!
It's
too quiet here until I do something.
That's our ears, dude.
So fill your glass and plant your ass. Cause this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime. Starring Crystal, Kelly, Drink Bitch Janelle.
Over there in the corner. He's out. Burp. Burp.
It's like you have correct. Burp. Not making fun of people with Tourette's. I'm making fun of Kelly with his Tourette-like noises. I totally missed that because I was
trying to. I'm kind of grumping his belches lately,
so.
So you're going to put the kid back to the same spot that he just flipped over on.
No one said.
They were intelligent.
I'm watching the kid in the stroller go, wee. He's going to do it again.
Tuck and roll.
Okay, I'm watching my neighbor stuff.
How old is the kid, roughly?
Dude, from the looks of his three.
Oh, he got a hard head.
Oh, for sure. Oh, he just got out.
Yeah, see? They tend to escape. So if you haven't noticed, it's a little quiet tonight.
A little too quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Except a
because
over here.
Tech Bitch and Tricycle Motor are up in Madison at Bratfest. If you're headed out that way tonight, or if you're up there and you're just watching us because there's no good
bands
up there. Look for him. He's the goofy looking guy with the big ass beard and the
black
and a tricycle motor with ears on.
Yeah,
it's the only kid probably with a blue bracelet on, the blue leash.
And she was not a rescue.
Oh my god!
But two things we It is Memorial Day weekend, so that is a snoring fang.
We're boring him.
I'm sure we'll get him. Memorial Day weekend. Remember the fallen. And it's also I have something on here that's very, very important. We have a unicorn cake. And this unicorn cake is for somebody who is here. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, our drink bitch. You're gonna love this one. This lady right here. That puts up with me.
And I do put up with him quite a bit, yeah.
There she is. Say hi. She turns 45 years young today.
Not what you said together earlier.
That is totally not what he said. Can you grab my phone?
You were calling me
I have a
old
case on my phone, and I just left it there.
She's old, okay? She's 45. She's
and
old.
Falling apart.
And she's falling apart. So, just because. In honor of her, we're going to do this real quick.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't need to see the nipple rubbing thing. I was just
Oh, I didn't realize this song went on for like a minute and a half. Apparently, there's more to it.
They repeat the song.
How do you know?
They just changed the beat.
So
the new mashup mix.
I was gonna say, hold on. They sing that shit all the time at Chuck E. Cheese's and shit.
No, excuse me. So happy birthday to Drink Bitch. 45 years young, old, whatever, today.
Falling apart.
She's put up with me for 7 years. And I really don't want to get rid of her because I've got too much energy and time invested in her.
Damn.
Even if she is turning old.
You're older.
Yeah, I know.
8 years. I don't want to hear it.
I know, I'm robbing the cradle.
Oh, you're mad.
But that's okay. That's okay, because I don't think a woman my age could probably keep up with me.
There you have it, folks.
So we're going to have a 2.5 hour show of Fang snoring.
Melissa Murray.
Bro, there are some times this dog is loud.
Hi, Melissa.
Oh, no.
All right, so... 12,203. Not bad. Not bad.
And these are real people.
Yes, not artificially inseminated ones. Well,
AI.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I wonder if you could really use a turkey.
What's that sound? Yeah, it's just sirens. Wrong siren, though.
On TV.
I'm on TV.
Damn.
But we are in Beloit, so I mean, it could be. Either at least way. We're not playing fireworks or gunshots yet. True. That's next week.
Yeah, noted.
What would you say it's next week?
Heaven's more over by us.
Not really by us. Well, it's just, after Memorial Day, people start coming off the porch and they start moving more.
Especially off of Central.
Yeah, once in a while. I've heard them twice by us in the 4 years we've been there.
See, Central, there was shooting not too long ago that was close to us, but it was at the bar.
The bar?
Mm-hmm. The one with the tree of life in the front yard.
Over by Walgreens.
You head towards Walgreens. Yeah. They shot something out.
Okay.
That actually might have been like a year ago now.
Well, so anyway.
That was the last gunshot I heard in a while.
We heard some this morning.
Mm-hmm. Quite close range, dude.
Thing is, like my cop buddy here in Beloit said, it's never boring here.
No.
No. Never.
No.
He goes, if it's quiet, there's a problem.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, 12,203. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate it. Now, I am going to pull up. I actually have Facebook. Oh, how the fuck am I supposed to read this?
I don't know. Your phone.
Okay.
I don't have magnifying glass, bro.
Poor thing. I
know. No, that one's a little too politically motivated. So I'm going to get out of that.
Poor mistreated thing.
I don't want to trip any. I don't want to make TDS any worse than it is. How's that?
Derpy ears?
Straight
up ears.
So let's try this one.
You are not a lapdog thing. By far, you are not.
You know what? I'm gonna go see if there's anything good. Those just aren't really working for me.
It's not flicking your bean.
Excuse me?
It's not flicking your bean.
I don't want to know.
I've had a long, long fucking weekend. Long week. I need this 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. I got a 4-day weekend.
Yes, I hope you choke on a ball.
I'm not gay. I might choke on a titty, but...
I didn't want to give you that pleasure.
Well, I sure the hell ain't going to eat balls.
That's why they call it a bloat job. It's a job. It's not a pleasure.
I don't need job. I have a job.
That's why I said choke on a ball, because that's not pleasure. It's a fucking job.
Agreed.
Oh, here we go.
They just lay there and become a bum bum. We do all the work.
Bro, tell me about it.
Why can I not get that? I want to read that one.
I look at a paper there.
No, it's 404. The page you've been looking for cannot be found.
They removed it.
Trio of teens attack Easter Bunny at Naples Mall.
Why?
I don't know. It won't let me read the fucking thing.
Hang on. Okay. Teens attack Easter Bunny. Apparently, this happened recently, too. Am I okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, Kelly. I found the article that you could probably read from. Hiya.
Oh, look, Crystal popped up.
I swear he's not running on all these cylinders today.
Someone's got his brain. Please give it back.
No kidding. I think he left it at aromatherapy today.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh my God, you are awesome.
Why does everyone think I am? I need sleep.
All right, here we go. Keep it classy, Florida. Though I'm not sure. This happened.
Excuse you. Your fat ass will not fit to turn around over here,
Moose. All right, so here we go. This is from Naples. And this was back on April 8th. So, just before Zombie Jesus Day, the weekend before Zombie Jesus.
Peter Cottontail.
You know, that's the one thing I can't get.
Is Zombie Jesus?
Why is it that every year Jesus comes out of the grave at a different date? Sometimes it's in April, sometimes it's in May. Oh, it's like they can't figure it out.
Because technically you really didn't have a calendar back in the day?
Exactly, but technically he was born on Halloween.
Yes, I know. But the Catholic Church decided we need a made-up holiday in the middle of winter.
No, he was born on Halloween.
So I swear, I think sometimes the Catholic Church just took darts and threw it at the...
Hold on. You got to think about this, though. We have a holiday for a Hallmark card.
Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Sweetest day.
Well, Valentine's Day is by...
Yes, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, yes. Friday the 13th is...
flying around in a diaper shooting arrows.
It's still a made-up holiday.
And Friday the 13th is actually when the Knights Templar were rounded up and put to death. So that's actually a religious...
Friday the 13th in my family for death dates, yes. And Michael Myers. A black cat that likes to stand under his ladders on front of the 13th.
Michael Myers. Yeah.
Tom, you forgot. We got a black cat that likes to stand under short person extenders on front of the
13th. Yeah, so anyway. Here we go. Police in Naples, Florida responded to a disturbing call Sunday involving the Easter Bunny and three teenagers.
Peter Cottontail.
A 24-year-old woman portraying the Easter Bunny at Coastland Center Mall in Naples. God, I thought that said nipples for a second. Well, I mean, with her being 24 years old and a woman, she probably got perky little tits, so she probably got nipples.
She might have had a kid. It's not going to be perky anymore.
No, they'd just be bigger. Better suction.
Oh no!
So anyway,
this is
a 20.
Why we say watch.
Portraying the Easter Bunny at Coastland Center Mall in Naples told police she was headed to a break room when the juveniles, ages 13 and 14, approached her. The teens then reportedly physically battered the victim by pushing, shoving, and pulling at her. An independent witness corroborated the woman's account. Two of the teens were arrested on charges of misdemeanor battery, while the other received a juvenile civil citation for misdemeanor battery, according to Naples PD. Now, why the hell?
Oh, no.
Why would you batter the Easter Bunny?
Just hopping down the bunny.
I mean,
I
you know,
laying those plastic eggs filled with goodies.
I don't know.
Yeah, I, and that's all it says. Oh wait, here we go. So, oh no. Here we go. Yeah, no, that was it. It was just a real quick blip. But since we're on the subject of Easter, where did I see that?
No idea.
So if you're gonna beat the Easter Bunny, they probably didn't give him the good candy though. You can get a big old chocolate rabbit or
a dark chocolate rabbit.
24-year-old female Easter Bunny. I don't want a chocolate rabbit from her.
You probably
didn't give him a good
candy.
Whoops. Nobody will eat a chocolate bunny from your mom.
I wish they'd show a picture of the 24-year-old female Easter Bunny.
I wonder.
Man.
I'll give her eggs to lay.
Of the male species.
You don't. I don't think you want to lay with anything from Florida, though.
That's true. She's probably all methed up on.
You need to be careful with on that salmon. On that one.
Cocaine charge, you know.
Yeah, she's probably methed up on salmon.
You crack yourself up.
I do sometimes.
Say three teenagers, 13 and 14, are accused of assaulting Coastland. Employee portraying the Easter Bunny. The victim told police she was returning to a break room when teens approached and battered her by pushing, shoving, and pulling at her. The juveniles face charges. But why?
What's the purpose? I'm not understanding the logic of... I know as a teen...
The 24-year-old was one that got her ass beat.
teenager ones.
Being a goddamn bunny. What am I getting? Oh.
Really sick.
Okay, I didn't need to.
Are you having problems tonight?
I have. This is why my husband refuses to go on my Facebook. Period.
Uh-oh.
I get pictures of people.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Where
this is going. What did Cooler Titty send you now?
A picture on why she said I'll be here in a little bit.
What?
I sent her a link to get up to the site. And she goes, I will be there in a little bit. And she took me a picture. I'm like, I love you. But, I mean, this is why my husband doesn't trust my Facebook anymore. I'm just going to leave it as that.
Okie dokie, then.
Unicorn boobies.
Yep. Unicorn boobies.
Mm-hmm. Unicorn boobies.
Yay!
That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, boobies are boobies. So, where are we going tonight, brain?
I'm not very good with the brain.
She got pretty much a brain currently.
Oh, I already know where we're going.
No, she's got unicorn boobies on the mind.
We can always cut up the unicorn boobies. Everyone can have a piece.
Oh, yeah, we gotta have
unicorn boobies. But she's gotta cut it up. It's her birthday.
We really trust me with a sharp object?
Kelly, you wanna cut it?
I can't even shut a window without my two fingers.
You did what?
My two fingers in the window because my knuckles locked. He told me to shut the living room window, so I did.
I just looked at you. I'm like, wait, what now?
I'm actually
impressed. Yeah, we're talking about somebody that used a knife to open a bag of cereal, and we ended up going to the ER for stitches.
The best part is I didn't feel it go in. I only felt it come out
because it went too deep. That's what happened.
Underneath the nail.
Oh no! And that's like, it's like a hangnail, and you pull. Fuck you, that shit hurts. But
it's drink, bitch.
Like on you. You know,
Fang, you're good, dog.
Honey, do you want unicorn booby?
Sure.
I'll let you cut up unicorn booby.
Shall I? Yeah, never mind.
I was gonna say, there's. Let's just be normal for a second. There is a kid.
Yes, dear.
Cut their knifey up there. Unicorn boobies. It's a purple booby.
It needs. If it's purple booby, it needs. That means it needs blood.
It's purple and blue, so it's kind of lifeless here.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Now for the fang.
Fang a bang a bang a dang 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 a ding dong dong dong.
What are you doing?
Now why are we getting oh there it is. Okay.
Are you okay?
No.
No, he's not.
My leg itches, my ass hurts.
complain.
He's not the same shit.
Over to Max!
He is the man of the house right now. So I can...
He's feeling outnumbered by women here. Of the human...
Oh my god, it's cold!
The human breed.
I was going to say, technically, we're evenly matched. I have one female dog. Two boy dogs. No, we're not. Tiggy and Reba are both females. You're outnumbered either way. No.
What?
No, we're outnumbered.
Males or females outnumbered?
We're outnumbered.
We're screwed.
Because we have, the snake and the lizard are both boys. And then Thumper's a boy.
Where Thumper? Are
Thumper, yes.
I like Thumper.
Thumper's a fat fuck.
He's a horny little fucker.
He's got many kids. So yes, it's understandable. He actually has a lot of kids.
How big of a piece do we want?
Small.
Helpful.
Figure it out, Derek. You've been with me for 7 years.
That's not helping.
I'm giving you the answer that you always give me. I'm allowed to be sassy on my birthday. Only comes around once a year. Mm.
You want one nipple or two?
Give me one. I gotta have that third nipple because of COVID, you know?
No, you didn't get the shot.
You didn't get the shot.
No, I did not.
So you can't have a third nipple.
Give me two. Make a double decker here.
God damn it, I just cut you one.
I'll take the single nipple. I took the COVID shot.
Hi. Hi, Janelle. How are you?
Huh? Anyway. We are gonna go...
Oh, fuck.
What
did you do?
I broke a nipple.
How'd you do that,
Derek? How? Well, we were going to go to New Mexico. But I have questions. How did you break a nipple?
Right. How did you? It's attached to you.
It's not... They're not chocolate nipples. They're made out of...
Frosting.
Frosting.
Why... Did you try to tap the nipple?
I had to pick it up. To move it.
Do you listen to every yourself there? You crack me up.
Why don't see anybody else over here cutting this shit? So
you're the man of the house today.
No, that's Max.
No, he's the old man. He makes Max old man is noises. Fucking
God, dog.
So do I.
Yes, yes, you do.
Max is older than you. Let my poor dog be.
Damn, it smells like wet dog ass over here.
He probably farted. I'll take... That works. I've never seen that.
Two nipples.
Okay. Not for bang a bang.
I'll share it with him.
No, I don't want a sick dog.
The dog's like, what did I do?
Ooh, I'm going to be purple and fishy blue. I'm game.
I tried to get it as close as I could.
Honey! My piece of cake is now nippleless.
You want one of mine?
No. I'll have the real ones tonight.
Yeah, it's like you're killing her over here.
And Tech Bitch and Tricycle Motor are missing this. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, it's purple.
Yeah, and
I told you it was purple.
And blue.
Light blue, dark blue. Purple.
I've never seen you use a...
That was in the plate drawer. I just grabbed.
That means Paul fucking... I tell the man to put shit away, and this is why I can't find shit.
It's a tech bitch.
Because this is a cat.
Well...
I am never trusting this man again.
As long as it's clean, it works.
Why do I have a husband?
I don't either.
No, okay. Anyway.
Oh, that's moist.
Yeah, it is. It's really good, though. We're going to look at Victoria Martin's case.
Last year, I bought her...
No, God.
A triple chocolate fudge cake from Walmart.
That was a six-layer chocolate cake.
And chocolate. All three of us had everybody had a real skinny piece.
Very narrow.
Our roommates' sugars went through the fucking roof.
Almost an ER run.
See, I thought about that. But
oh,
I'm
God,
like,
no.
I don't. She that's probably had chocolate for her birthday. I'm going to get something after it. So I chose unicorn.
But, oh my God.
Never can go wrong with a unicorn.
It was good. But holy fucking chocolate.
But it would, even for me, who loves chocolate, is too much.
Yeah, apparently now there's a warning on it.
There is.
I don't like chocolate cake, so. I don't. I only eat chocolate bars. I don't like chocolate ice cream. I don't like chocolate milk. Fucking nope.
That was wrong.
It's chocolate. I don't know.
The fuck?
Is it just a pregnant thing or is
that
everything?
No, that was before this.
How do you not? Okay, whatever.
It's a crystal thing. You wouldn't understand.
No.
Yeah. I want chocolate. All right, so.
So we're going where again?
Didn't I just say New Mexico?
I was talking about nipples, so I didn't. Okay, so we're going to New Mexico. New Mexico nipples.
I don't know if you want to talk about a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Yeah, I was like, hold on.
I'm not Joe Biden.
No.
He likes the hair.
Yeah, you leave my hair out of this.
Biden does not. I didn't vote for him to get arrested, but.
Biden's got terminal cancer. Doesn't freaking matter.
Pretty much.
So. August 24th of 2016.
All right.
The body of a 10-year-old Victoria Martins, who was born August 23rd of 06, found dead 20 days after her birthday. 10-year-old her 10th birthday. Was found.
Well, I had to get both nipples on there.
He wanted both boobs.
He could have. I would have said I wouldn't show the boobs, but no.
I rather want the real ones.
Fine. Don't yell at me that I don't care.
I don't want the fake ones.
So she was found in an apartment building in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Albuquerque? I knew you should have taken that left.
Sounds like a giant hornet.
Oh, he went that way. After responding to a 911 call regarding a domestic dispute, officers discovered Martin's dismembered remains partially wrapped in a burning blanket in her mother's apartment.
I can only imagine.
Wait.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Found in her mom's apartment in a burning blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of cremating the remains, but that takes a whole new meaning.
Okay.
The victim's mother, 35, Michelle Martins, her boyfriend, 31, Fabian Gonzalez, and Gonzalez's cousin, what did you say?
I can't eat the second taco.
Oh. I heard something about a taco, and I'm like, you really gonna mix cake and tacos right now? That sounds freaking nasty. But I wasn't gonna judge.
That's why I eat the tacos.
I questioned everything for a second, so.
Question yeah, everything.
No, it didn't be.
It did. But his 31-year-old cousin, Jessica Kelly, were
going
arrested at
Kelly.
The scene. What happened to your computer?
Did you get plugged in?
It is plugged in.
It is plugged in.
Oh, it came back. I have no fucking clue what just happened.
Vert the Ferk.
It's still plugged in.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's still saying it's charged.
Yeah, it's charging.
Okay, we're moving on. I have no fucking clue. That was weird as hell.
All right, Mom, knock it off.
Hey, I got a question for you. Hmm. What do you call a virgin in Alabama?
Olive oil. My sister? What?
An only child. Fair enough.
There.
Oh. Eat your boobs.
I cannot.
Eat your nipples.
I can't. I'm too full.
You wanted your nipples.
Honey, do not argue with me. I'm medicated today. Do not argue with me. I'm not giving them to the Fang because I don't need a dog on a sugar eye when we leave. I don't want to be murdered on my birthday.
No, I'd fucking throw them in
the guessing we're taking the cake home.
He'll leave it here. They'll bring it back next week if there's any left.
Well, Tricycle Motor's going to want some.
Exactly.
You got blue in your beard.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Saving it for later, dear?
For you.
It was just a randomly bright blue piece, so I was just like...
That's all right. I still got green frosting on my glasses. From,
Yeah, you didn't take that out? Nope, it's still fucking there.
I tried. It won't come out there. Somebody had to,
You know, she wanted two fucking nipples. She won't even eat the nipples.
I poked it.
I ate part of my nipple.
Well, here, you want two more?
Too much sugar. Right now, I just full. I feel pregnant with food. It's sad.
Yes,
dear. We are not the same.
No, we are not. You are just pregnant, period.
I have to poop.
I'll try to finish
your
this.
Bathroom is not safe. If you have to pee, now would be time to go.
I don't have to, but you say that, give it a couple minutes, and it goes, pss. But anyway, they were arrested at the scene and charged with first-degree murder, child abuse resulting grievous bodily harm or death, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
Holy fuck.
That's a lot.
I know.
All three suspects pled not guilty, in the state's court.
Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Not.
Okay, you said gil not.
Do not.
What the hell is gil not?
I said do not. You need to clean out your hearing aid.
Did you notice who commented? Okay. A roomie.
Yep.
One step. Two step.
But on June 29th.
Three step. Goose!
Duck.
On 2018, Michelle Martins, the mother, pled guilty to one count of child abuse, resulting in death.
Did you just fart? Oh, that was the door. Well, trust me, her ass sounds like that sometimes.
The same
thing.
What
the fuck?
You didn't see that where the civilian vehicle, like...
No!
The brakes failed, he hit the car and then took out... a pedestrian that was walking that dude's car in that building.
Obviously.
And they were on a run from the cops at that point. But the thing is, the poor guy and who was just walking and got it, he's dead. I've seen this one. See, watch. Bam, bam.
Oh,
right there.
Okay, I didn't. Oh, shit.
He just got missed from the car, but the
building came down on him.
There was no winning for this one. The pedestrian was dead at the scene.
Oh, my God.
To avoid getting dismantled by a car, you get fucked up by the building.
No lights on. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. This is what I watch every day. People don't realize.
Anyway, we got to get back to our show.
Yep. Albuquerque, the same day.
Albuquerque
Police Department announced a fourth unidentified male suspect as being sought in the connection of the case, based on DNA evidence recovered at the scene.
Okay.
Which is weird. But here's a little background for it. So she was a student at Petrograph Elementary School in Albuquerque.
Well, I say that four times fast.
Oh, God, hell no.
Petrograph Elementary School in Albuquerque.
Nope. Her mother, Michelle Martins, did not have a criminal record in New Mexico.
Oh, in New Mexico, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But later told the investigators she would seek men online to engage in sexual acts with her two children.
Over the
moose. Ew. Renting out pedophiles.
Including Victoria while she allegedly watched for pleasure.
What kind of sick fucking people are out there?
You don't want to know that answer.
No, I really don't, but...
The New Mexico Children, Youth, and Family Services Department, located at the state capitol in Santa Fe, had previously received five phone calls regarding the Martin's home, mostly from Michelle herself, beginning in 2015.
Wait, she called the cops on herself?
Yeah. Yeah. She might have been trying to reach out for help. Maybe.
Hold on. I gotta get into my quizzical position here. Shit. Okay. So my pondering position. And it also takes weight off of my leg.
Ugh. It's not my fault.
But it's going to be epic when it's done.
Oh, when it's done, yes.
After, you know.
You're going to have to wear some Daisy Dukes.
8 for to 15 show. Fucking hours of coloring on it.
Your leg's going to be fucking dead.
My leg's that. Already dead, and that was just like 5.
Oh, the coloring is going to kill you.
Nah, it won't take that. It won't be that bad. More needles instead of just one. The outlining always hurts worse.
Well, yeah, but it's just the location and having to do it twice. So, yeah, that's where I'm like, that part's going to kill you because it's going to be dead. You're going to be like, meh, 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 meh.
Well, thankfully, he's doing it in stages.
Not
so
all at once.
Yeah. On the 31st, when I go back, he's doing the two spaceships and Boba Fett. And then we're going to wait 2 weeks. And when I go back, then he's going to do the Death Star. And the rest of the background and the ground, I think. And he's doing it photorealistic, so.
That's still.
I know, I signed.
You signed up for the pain.
I did.
I'm sitting here rubbing my legs.
But it's
like
going
it
to be
me.
So fucking epic when it's done.
I can't get tattoos right in this present stage.
I know.
Whole lot of.
You need to get one on your stomach that says bun in the oven.
No.
But
your inquisitive stage, you were going to ask a question, but you kind of we got into the talking about the tattoo again.
Squirrel!
Pretty much.
I don't even remember. You can always tell someone that's got a new tattoo or somebody that's gotten a tattoo. I was walking through the store the other day doing this. Somebody's like, you got new ink. I'm like, yeah. Okay, so she caught. You want to put that up so the dogs don't
tail it?
Yeah. So she called the cops on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Michelle Martins allegedly began dating Fabian Gonzalez on a dating site.
Fabian?
Fabian.
Fabian or Fibian?
Fabian.
Gonzalez.
See.
Hot dog.
Great. A French Mexican.
I actually knew a Fabian.
I don't.
He was.
I know a Fabio. He's fabulous.
No, I know a Fabian because he's a sex offender.
Oh. So are you saying that in your experience, all Fabians are sex offenders?
So far, it's ringing true. I don't know about you.
Well,
Fabian
Gonzalez. That's just a French Mexican. It just doesn't. Anyway, maybe his mom wanted to make him sound more. I don't know. Kind of like Brito.
Yeah.
Fabian.
No, Fabian would be like Fabian.
Oh, yeah. Fabian. Gonzalez. Andale.
I feel like it's so weird to be. I don't know. The name makes it weird.
It just doesn't fit.
Excuse you. You are not allowed.
It doesn't flow. You know what I'm saying?
Be careful. He's got water dripping from his mouth. Because he's.
Hey, don't you get drink, bitch, wet. That's my job.
No kidding.
I see I saw the drip coming. I'm like,
nope.
You gotta move that.
There, he got it.
All right.
He just licked it.
Good. Thank you before I fill in my water. Thank you.
But they met on Plenty of Fish. Please tell me you know what that is. Okay.
Yeah, I've never met anybody on there. I've always got the chat bots, unfortunately.
Sounds.
I just got nothing.
Yeah,
but they did this. They met a month before the killing.
Xena, warrior princess, be quiet.
So,
hi.
Okay, they met on Poff.
Excuse you.
He wasn't a catfish. They fell madly in love. After they met, and a month later, she killed her kid. Mm-hmm. After she called the cops on herself.
Mm-hmm.
What was Fabian doing?
Or Fabio.
But Jessica Kelly, his cousin, was released from prison 4 days before the murder.
Oh, too coincidental. No such thing as coincidental.
Well...
I don't know what she was locked up for. I don't know. I'm ignoring you, dog. You're fine.
Wait. So this just isn't making any fucking sense.
Mom calls CPS on herself. CPS didn't do shit.
Okay.
Okay. Meets new guy. New guy smooths his way into this place. This house.
After she already killed her kid.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. A month before.
So is it possible that the new guy killed the kid? Or talked mom into killing the kid? But what I'm trying to figure out is where does the redneck cousin come in that just got released from jail?
She was also arrested in the murder. They were all of them were at the scene at the time.
Killed them by association, so they sorted out.
Okay, well, okay. So, all right. So the cousin got released before the murder, but then got picked up again.
For the murder.
Okay.
Because she was at the house.
I thought. Okay.
He was lost in translation.
Yes, he was. But here's the thing. According to investigators, witnesses saw Jessica
Rabbit
carrying Victoria,
the kid,
to the apartment around 10 p.m.
Simple. The kid went out and got drunk and passed out.
Well, damn. On August 23rd, she died 24th.
Alcohol poisoning.
Elda? Later that night.
Mad Dog.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Later that night, neighbors reported hearing screaming coming out of the apartment.
Orgy.
Wrong with your kid, though? You know what? She did admit it to being turned on by watch.
Yeah.
Never mind. I take it all back.
That's all, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. Shortly after 4:30 a.m. on the 24th, Michelle and Fabian left the apartment and reported to neighbors that Kelly attacked him with an iron.
A 3-iron, a 9-iron, or an iron
this
iron?
This is an iron.
An iron?
You're old and wrinkly. I'm going to get you. We're plugging this iron.
With a very long extension cord.
Chase him around the house with an iron. I'm going to wrinkle your ass.
Pretty much. You need a steam. You gotta smooth out those wrinkles. I don't fucking know. But after the 911 call, police entered the second story apartment building where they saw smoke coming from behind the closed bathroom door.
Taco Bell. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
No shit. Upon opening the door, responding officers discovered the dismembered body of Victoria, partially wrapped in a burning blanket. She was obviously pronounced dead at the scene. Autopsy revealed she had been sexually assaulted, strangled to death, then stabbed, then dismembered.
Overkill. Way overkill.
That's personal.
Very.
What did a fucking 10-year-old do?
Body, that's way overkill.
What did a 10-year-old do?
Not look guilty. What? Trying way too hard.
Why? What did the 10-year-old kid do?
Yeah.
That is way too.
But then her body was set on fire. Martins have been given alcohol and methamphetamine. Prior to her death. So yeah. Mad Dog might have been a contributor to this.
Mommy, I want to do meth.
I don't give a fuck. How the fuck do you know?
Or if the kid's trying to say math.
But according to her mother, in order to calm her down so Fabian and Jessica could have sex with her.
They sedated her. They gave her amphetamine sedator.
They're not very bright.
No,
meth makes you bug that fuck out.
It's like a stimulant is giving coffee to a kid. Unless they have confirmed ADD or ADHD, it'll do the opposite and be like, you go night-night.
I have dealt with...
That's why I let my daughter have Mountain Dew when she was younger, because it put her night-night.
I've dealt with methany before. And methany's no joke.
Nope.
I don't care what you have with it. It's bad.
Yeah, we stopped at the Speedway down here on the corner to get gas because we were a little early. I seen a methany there.
The one over here?
Yeah.
That sounds right.
The one running circles around the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking
Yeah,
God.
She starts walking towards me. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, wrong car. And I'm going, yeah, okay, we're good.
Dude, methany's no joke out here some days. My neighbors went to go pick up Navi. And methany was freaking the fuck out at the school parking lot. Methany's no joke. And they can go from 0 to 100 real quick.
I'd rather deal with a sniffany.
I would rather deal with a lot of those than
a methany. Yeah, anyway.
It's sad. But she later recanted that statement.
Haha, just lying.
Pretty much.
We were going to have sex either way.
Victoria was determined to be dead between 7:45.
What in the fuck is going on with my pooter?
I don't know.
It's the camera's still on, so I have no idea. between 7:45 a.m. and 7:45 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on August 23rd.
I wonder if
10th birthday.
Oh, this is rocking hot.
I wonder if the screen timeout is.
Let him ship my fucking couch first.
Ooh, yeah.
That's like rocking hot.
Oh. Unplug that. I got enough charge to. Oh my god. That's that one. Oh, fuck, Max.
That wasn't Max, that was you.
Don't blame my dog. Even my dog's looking at you like, bitch, don't you dare.
Oh,
Jesus. Too late, dude. Honey, you need to go take a douche.
I think so.
No, I think I just killed myself.
Oh, good lord, it's coming this way. Cover your nose, Crystal.
Oh.
Don't breathe.
So all three of them were initially held on a $1 million cash only bond.
Okay.
Honey, you know, because the idea to kill your girlfriend on a birthday.
I don't think he gives a fuck.
Nope, he does not.
I didn't mean to.
Oof. So Michelle accepted the plea bargain about the child abuse resulting in death.
Okay.
Which they saw. There's an unknown DNA at that point. Torres said, which is the attorney. Okay.
Torres!
Said this proves Martins and Gonzalez were not present when the murder and the rape occurred. Subsequently, Torres announced 9 of the charges filed against Fabian, including second-degree murder and criminal. Penetration were dropped. You do realize I do have one in the bathroom.
I didn't do anything.
You farted, Derek. You tried to kill me.
Yeah, like 10 minutes ago.
Hello, sensors and air.
I don't smell anything right now, so I think we're good. But Martins was sentenced to 12 years in prison.
Okay.
Fabian was the only one of the three who faced trial.
So not the mom.
Mom took the plea deal.
Okay.
So, Gonzalez was found guilty of reckless child abuse, tampering with evidence, and conspiracy to tamper with evidence in 2022.
What the fuck is going on with my computer?
I don't know. That was resulting in that result, he was sentenced to 37 and a half years in prison.
Oh, because the half just makes it so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if when Tech Bitch was playing with this, if he turned to the screen.
He might
have.
I'll have to fiddle fuck with it. As long as that little light's on, we're good. I just can't read any of the.
I got cooler titties on.
Hi, cooler titties.
But Jessica agreed to testify against Fabian as a part of the plea deal that they struck in 2019, where she pled guilty to several charges. Uh-oh.
Funny, but not funny.
Right? But so she pled guilty to several charges, including reckless child abuse resulting in death. In April 2022, she was sentenced to 44 years in prison.
Good for her.
I'll be
80. I feel like she's the only one that got sentenced longer.
88.
Well, yeah, because mom took the plea deal.
I feel
a pussy above your head.
Oh, I know she's there. Hi.
Eyeball to eyeball. Or nose to eyeball.
It's because she knows it's almost time for bed. So she's like, are you going? Bitch, you're going to kill us. You need to go home.
Nope.
I'm going to end it there because I don't want to die today.
Tacos, he's trying to kill us with ass.
Somebody fed me Taco
Bell. I don't. I bring you Taco Bell. It's not my fault.
For a reason,
because
it won't hit me until tomorrow.
Now that one shouldn't stink.
That's what you said before. We nearly.
Oh no, I didn't say anything about the other one.
You almost died on the last one. They're having fun at breakfast.
Oh yeah, he bought her a shirt saying Royal Bliss.
Oh, Jesus.
They're dancing. Aww. As long as she's dancing, have fun.
Yeah, right. I feel much better now.
Do you? Can't imagine why.
I know, right? Yeah, I don't know. I this is just a one of those weird cases where, what the fuck? I mean, I still can't see how somebody can harm their child.
Deliberately.
Yeah, deliberately. Well, I don't even want to say I could see accidentally, but I mean.
Accidents do happen, yes.
Yeah, accidents do happen, yes.
But it still doesn't excuse what they did.
Well, no.
By no means.
I'm going to give you this for a second while I go pee.
I don't know.
Because I know where this is headed.
I don't know.
But people be peopling.
Right, I know
kids
that.
Be kids, but don't let them go excessively far.
Don't forget to flush.
I have to pee.
Don't forget to bring the aerosol out and just breathe his ass.
I'm fine.
You're no personal Febreze.
No, I'm just saying.
I think she took her mic with her.
Yeah, she did. We're waiting. I'm waiting for the ha 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 ha. Ho 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 ha 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 ha.
What the fuck?
You took your mic with you.
I'm in here just to pee. And all I hear is, oh, I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait. There's no way you could possibly have peed that quick.
Child sitting on top of your bladder. Yes, it is.
It takes drink, bitch, 2 hours.
She's not pregnant.
I just got a really overstretchable bladder.
See, honey, that's how long a pee should take.
Fuck you,
dear. Give it tonight. About 20, 30 minutes. I'll have to pee again because it didn't go all the way through.
Not well, now, whose fault is that? Uh-huh.
Yeah, remember, dear, you don't have a bidet here.
Blame whatever's in their cooking.
Ugh.
No, believe me.
He, she, it, they, them.
Thank you.
Triplets, quads, who knows?
There's only one.
They can hide behind each other, I hate to say it.
There's only one! Every ultrasound, there's only been one!
Well, the other one could have been hiding. They could have switched places.
Shut up, Dara. She's leaving one at the house. The house is not baby-proof.
I have another ultrasound. June 9th.
Honey, she can't leave a kid if she can't get in the house.
Noted.
Mark likes me enough to open the door.
So does Lori.
I think you lost either way.
And they like small babies.
Yeah, I got nothing.
People do people things, and people...
People do people things? Yes, it's generally a...
Thing is, there is a thought that a single parent, whether it be male or female, gets overly stressed without any help. Yep. From anybody.
Well,
and
I
then stress builds out.
And they snap.
And they eventually snap. Which, not trying to throw anybody on the bus in our situation. Navi. Okay? She's definitely a mama's girl.
Always has been, always will.
Fucking don't tell me that.
She's a mama's girl, except when she's with daddy.
Remember, you cannot kill a cat and bring bitch on her birthday.
But, like, we don't get help either. No. So we have to do what we have to do to get the help. And that's typically Paul goes to work. He gets, obviously Navi doesn't go to him for shit during the week. So it's always mom. Sleep with mom. Lay with mom. Mom.
I'm changing my name.
I hate that fucking name. And now dad wants to do something fun with her outside. He's going to take her to give mom a break.
Right.
Do I miss my child? Yes, because I'm used to having this.
Right.
But at the same time, mentally, I need it.
Well, yeah.
So that's where the break comes in. People don't get to have that break.
No, I get it.
Contribute.
I get it, but still, I just, there's, I don't know.
I wasn't even looking at the TV.
I know,
okay.
Fucking
cat's weird.
Yeah, my computer's acting
weird.
Yeah, I think he might have
Fingle fucked it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of is it's a screen timeout.
What did you do to his laptop?
He keeps sending me videos.
I don't. You're not here to be techie. We have a tech issue.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as the light's on, then the camera is.
Ooh, he's good.
Is good.
It's still showing up.
Yeah, but I just don't get it. I mean, I get that, but you would think that people would reach out for help if.
Not always available.
Yeah, but don't they have family, friends? Hey, can you take my kid for
an hour?
You know, an hour or two, because I'm going absolutely fucking ape shit. I mean,
hold on, but let me ask. What the fuck photos am I? Oh, okay. She's sending me photos, and I was worried it was different type of photos, and I'm like, what the fuck? Never mind. But that'd be like me calling you up. Can you come grab Navi for a little bit? I'm finkle fucked. 9 times out of 10, you'd probably say no. I'm not trying to be mean. You'd be like, no, I can't.
Well, it depends on what we got going. But then again, you know, I mean, our house isn't exactly Navi proof.
Nothing's Navi proof.
Point.
But that's the point. I'm not trying to be, you know, mean in any sort of the way.
Somebody come get me and I will help you watch the tricycle motor.
You could come here and go
by yourself. Theoretically.
Honey, you and Navi would be napping on the couch.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Pulitzer says, bring her here. I'll watch her.
Ma'am, you're in Georgia. What the fuck?
We'll put her in a box.
Punch her air holes in it first. Then put her in a box.
What the fuck? But I was just trying to, you know, show that even if you ask,
it's not always available.
It's not there. I mean, back when I was younger, my mom would just have to drop me off at my grandma's, and she's like, here.
Here, take this.
When we were younger, our mom just dropped us off on the fucking corner, and we funded for ourselves. We entertained ourselves.
How the fuck would you like me to get her there? That's why.
Itchy fingers.
Same day or next day here.
FedExer. It's fucked up.
Next day overnight.
Add insurance. Add food and a bathroom, maybe.
Food and a water bowl.
I was thinking the whole hamster water thing. God, I'm so mean.
It would be out of water before she got there. That thing deserves a lot.
Shit, dude. I'm terrible. Dear
damn phone.
Oh, next day. Yeah, Jesus.
I could see that, though.
But
four bags of potato chips, three bottles of water. You're good.
Mine just locked us out until dark. See, and that was the thing. Like, we... Everything is different from where it was.
Oh, yeah.
We have more pedophiles out there than we were worried about back then.
No, we just didn't know about it.
Exactly.
And besides, everybody in the neighborhood knew everybody.
No, just her tablet.
Yeah, give her the switch. She'd be fine. You know, that's the thing. It's... Growing up, man, if I ever did anything, my parents knew about it before I got home.
Uh-huh.
I knew about what she said before she got home the other day.
The sad part is my mom had the Juneau City Police Department called on me more than once, but what are they going to do? And had the means or facilities to put me in it.
And that's where, this is where it comes to. Law. Well, that's true. But this is where it comes to. It's because you ask for help, but you got people who are like, I'm not doing it, you know?
Yeah.
We have, for example, Paul's mom lives five blocks away from us.
Okay.
Currently.
Yeah, I'm definitely unusual and cruel, yeah.
It was a long time ago. And that's the thing. But, she watches his sister's kids every other weekend.
Mm.
But our kid, no. We haven't talked. Paul only talked to her the night that we were over at your house, but haven't seen her in months.
Mm. So she's playing favorites.
They all do.
Well, we're not gonna.
But I'm not gonna call out the family like that way right now. I mean, I want to, but. But I'm not going to.
But not my parents. Nobody can handle a special needs child, not just in your case either. It's everyone.
True.
Not everybody is equipped or mentally prepared to deal with it.
See, like my mom lives 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
Marshfield. I'm not Marshall.
Grand Marsh. Grand Marsh. Now, Marshfield's okay. Father. Please don't put us
wrong the other day.
You're good. But so you got to think, I can't just drive up there 2 hours.
Right.
Drop her off in both ways.
Don't you start mean mugging me.
Too late.
But what is it? Next weekend, she's taking her for the weekend. She's going to meet us up. Oh my God, you're going to kill my cat. But she's going to take her for a full weekend, which I don't usually get. I don't know what I'm fucking to do next weekend. She won't
obviously not have sex with your husband.
Take a hot bath.
The thing is, I'll have podcast that night. I have to go up to, you guys, I volunteered the stupidest fucking thing in my life. Because I did this on the same fucking day. I volunteered for two things. For the school.
Good cause.
So I volunteered. When I signed up, it was the same day. But last week, I did gardening and shit on a Thursday. my hips hurt so fucking bad because it was outside and it was in Madison. Now we got to go to the Madison fucking zoo.
You're pregnant. Take lots of breaks.
And this is Friday?
Uh-huh.
So we're not having podcasts next week because you're probably not going to be able to walk?
Unless you come here and, yeah.
That'd be the only way I'd be like,
We'll play it by ear. And actually, that might not be a bad idea because I got to get up butt cracker early Saturday and get my legs started again.
Only to next Saturday night, go to Dino Night.
No.
Dino Night at the
7th.
That's next week, Saturday.
No, it's not.
Is the 31st.
Yeah, next week, Saturday is 31st.
Okay, I'm 2 weeks behind.
Yeah, you are.
You're a
week.
It's because I was off today. It screwed you.
Yes. Yeah, you being off on a Friday messing me up every time. Because I stopped doing that, but I have it more often and be more consistent. Just saying.
Pussy eating cake?
You better fucking not.
She didn't. She sniffed it and walked away.
That's a shit ton of sugar for you, and I ain't dealing with you. I will fucking tie you up outside.
And then she'll be
wait until tech bitch comes
she's
home.
She's fixed.
Wait till tech bitch comes home. Feed her some cake. Wait till Paul goes to bed. Throw the cat in there. Shut the door.
Stars.
Lock the door and walk away.
We have stars.
Yay! Thank you, Jamie. Cooler titties.
You know I never cashed out those stars anyway. They're still sitting in there.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
The whole 38 cents or whatever.
It's something like that.
Yeah, we'll get them eventually.
We're letting it build up.
That's what I think. I'm just gonna fuck it.
It's our retirement fund. We got $4.38 to split four ways.
Leave it to the government.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a nickel for everybody. Kat, you're gonna fall over.
Please fucking do, dummy.
Boy, aren't you nice to Kitty.
Well, fuck this cat.
No, you're already pregnant.
Oh, my God.
And I'm pretty sure bestiality is still illegal.
Yeah.
Yes. But this little fucker, I don't care. At bitch. I will fuck you up. At 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning, I have to pee.
Like clockwork.
Me, bitch. So she has to follow me to the bathroom and go between my legs before I can sit down.
You got to the bathroom. Your own entourage to the bathroom. We got that currently with Shithead because she's in heat.
And constantly, meow, meow, meow.
At least you don't climb in your underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
Exactly.
We know this.
Fuck you. Underwear is so uncomfortable.
She sent over $100 worth of stars.
Oh, at that time, yeah. Mm. I haven't cashed it. It's still sitting there.
We're building up.
We build up our retirement. Bitch, I will throat punch you off this goddamn couch.
You're arguing with a cat, Crystal.
Cat's an ass.
And your dog over here is snoring and dreaming.
She got it from her owner.
Day up. Stop. But so she'll go in between my legs, right? And as a pregnant woman,
you don't want anything between your legs.
Fucking right. No. And the thing is, your bladder is like so heavy, and when you sit, it's like, oh shit, here it comes.
You have no time.
Exactly. I always feel like I'm gonna piss on my cat.
Do it.
So the cat's in the golden showers.
I feel so bad when I piss on my cat.
No, you don't.
I do it. I don't now, but I did when I first started. Man, I had that's bad. But fucking kill you. So I'll get up, wash my hands, blow it over, and she'll meow, meow, all the way until we get into bed, and then she'll sit here. Right here, whether or not Navi's next to me or not, she'll try and get as close as she can, and she'll start tapping Navi's head if she's in the way. So Navi, rotates enough. Mm-hmm. Just for her to go, meow, 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 and you have to pet her to get her to shut up.
Gee, that sounds familiar.
And then Paul will get pissed off because that's all he hears, and all he watches is a cat go wee.
That's about like Shithead right now.
So there's no winning.
No, it was a horse.
Well, who has to give a cat a bath after you pee at it?
Not me.
The cat likes baths with Paul. It sounds really weird.
I don't want to know.
He holds her in a special way that she likes it. So Paul would have to give her a bath after I pissed on him.
Good, I can have him come over and try to bathe the shithead.
Honey, our cat does not like him.
She got a point.
She loves everybody. Some are just tastier than others. And I keep telling people, don't fuck with my cat, and she won't fuck with you.
Theoretically. It took her 7 years to warm up to me. It took her how long to warm up to Lou? Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Yeah.
But Lou is his.
Doesn't matter. She never went by her. Shithead never went by Delaney when they were growing, kids were growing up.
Yeah, they were. Yes, she did.
Eat out of her hand?
Huh?
Once the kids, as they got older.
Yeah, then she didn't want anything to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And now she can't just handle small children. What the hell?
Don't know. So.
I don't know. It's a strange cat we have.
Mm-hmm.
And Cooler Titties is just rolling laughing over her.
That's what she does. What are you looking up now?
I'm afraid.
My friend posted something and I'm like, geez.
Gotcha!
Because typically they ask for who gives out pro bono? Who does pro bono work? Anybody know any pro bono lawyers? And I'm like, reach out to law schools.
Ah.
Law schools like to do them. Because guess what? It gives the lawyer, the upcoming lawyer, assistance.
Gotcha.
So, I know things. I know a lot about a little and a little about a lot. Doesn't that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like I know too much and then I'm like, oh, I have a big ass.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
I work with a bunch of nuts.
I got nothing. I'm being hit myself.
I used to work with a bunch of nuts. Well, actually, I do did that too. I work for a lot of nuts. And I used to work for nuts.
Because students need practice.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Sucks either way. Because I think there's a form you have to fill out. I don't know.
Sounded good.
It sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get paid enough for that. My son wants to be a lawyer.
Good for him.
The idiots are out in drones today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a holiday weekend.
Yup.
Which is why I'm glad we went to the liquor store before we came here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am not putting up with the fuck nuts on the road.
You still got to drive home.
Yeah, I know.
Then you're going to go out mini golfing. That's not going to help your case this week. Motherfucking cat, you're about to find yourself on a wall. Are you done?
You love your kitty.
It's keeping the flies away.
She's a fucking fly.
Mosquito!
Whack.
Dude, she'd fucking stab me for that.
She loves you. That's the sign of a happy kitty.
Don't you...
Shithead does that.
Fucking hate you, Cat.
Tell us how you really feel.
You know your dad's cat, right?
Tell us how you really feel.
Can't ignore it neither, because it's like new, new, new.
And then
I hate this cat. There we go.
Not my pasture, not my bullshit.
We should probably wrap this up before Crystal makes a cat racket out of that.
Cat casserole is where it's fucking gonna happen. Don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
Do it.
Bite her tail. She won't bite anymore.
Just ignoring the fuck out of me now.
Yeah, I only have 37 muscles, 38 muscles in her ear, so ignore you.
Get her, kitty.
I'm gonna get slapped one of these times right in the back of the head.
Yeah, you are. Don't look at me. I'm trying to help you.
She's getting ready to fucking do it, too. My life.
So, wrap it up.
You're the one with the music there, big boy.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap it up so we can... Because I got
to... fart your way into the car to go home.
Yep.
He needs the shitter.
Yes, he does.
I'm so glad you ate the bean burrito.
Exactly why I ate it. Won't hit me until later tonight, tomorrow.
Great, I gotta deal with your ass.
No worse than you.
Damn,
so. Make sure I'm gonna clear the podcast when we're on air.
Alright, so we're gonna get out of here, folks.
Don't look at me, Cat. I didn't do it.
Swing by our Facebook page with Drink Bitch a happy 45th anniversary of her vaginal escape day.
Good
night, cooler titties. Have fun having sex. We will talk to everybody.
How about you, dear?
Are we going to be here next? Are we going to be doing next weekend, or we want to play that by ear right now?
You said we just did. We not just agree we were playing this shit by ear.
Okay. All right, we're playing the shit by ear. We may be here.
Why do you have green on your glasses?
That's frosting from the other weekend. Have a great night, everybody. Remember the fallen. Take a few moments of silence. Remember the cost of your burgers and brats and everything that you're going to have over the weekend. They came with the high price. That being said, have a great night, everybody. We'll see you eventually. I'm going to drop ass again.
Oh, my God. I have Lysol in the bathroom.
Somebody fed me Taco Bell.
Don't blame the tacos. I almost gave you a bean burrito. I would have fucked.
Why do you think I gave it to her? Stay safe out there, people. Until
next week,
this is
Whiskey, Wine,
and Drink.
I'll
be fine. Good night, fuckers. See, nice thing is, I only had four soft tacos.